Yeah, this happened at Amano a couple of years ago. You know, my partner decided, for the sake of the business, that in the winter we were going to do specials. You know, specials attract special people. You know? Special kind of people. The one thing I've learned is you get the market that you target.
Okay.
You know, if you target a market, you're going to get them. Right?
Yeah.
Sometimes in spades. So we have this thing going, half-price pizza at the bar.
Okay.
All right, let me explain what at the bar means.
That's the key phrase, at the bar.
At the bar means at the bar.
Okay.
It doesn't mean for the Little League to go. It doesn't mean for your house party. It doesn't mean in the dining room, in the parking lot, or in your car.
Right.
It's at the bar, right?
Gotcha.
So this guy comes in. So he comes in and he says, you know, can I sit in the dining room and have the half-price pizza? And the woman says, no. The waitress, she goes, no, we have only half-price pizza at the bar.
Right.
So he says, well, there's no seats at the bar. She says, well, you know, a seat will open up at some point. You can, you know, wait. He says, well, I'm a good customer. I love that, Ron. You know, I've never seen him before in my life, but he's a great customer. So, well, it doesn't matter if you're a good customer because I have other good customers sitting at the bar. I can't throw them off the stool.
Sure, yeah.
So you can get, you know, all excited about your half-price pizza.
Right.
Anyway. So he's cruising the bar like a bluefish on a school of mackerel, you know, back and forth, back and forth. And he locks on these two people who are paying a check. I swear he was in the seat before I got up. It was like hilarious, you know. Jumps in the seat, right? So he says, you know, I'm going to have the half-price pizza. So he orders one, whatever, comes out. And then he orders a second one to go, you know. He says, can I have it to go? He says, no, it's at the bar.
Right.
You know, this is the fifth time, right? All right, fine, I'll have it at the bar. So now he stuffs himself with the second pizza.
Right.
So he's getting ready to pay. He puts two $25 gift certificates in the check holder.
Right.
So the bartender takes it, and on the way over, he sees his two. He says, sir, you know, there's two $25 gift certificates there. You only had two pizzas. They're half price. It's like $17.60 or whatever.
Right.
He says, yeah, I know. I'll take the rest in cash. So the bartender says, well, we don't really do that. You know? Why not? I'm a good customer.
Yeah, you're
fabulous. Like, if I had the 100 more like you, I'd close the restaurant. You know? So he was grossly disappointed. He left, you know, muttering, I'll never come back here again, which I don't believe him because he's got a $25 gift certificate. He's going to come.
He'll be back.
I know you come back at least once. You know? God help me.
Yeah, he's going to want it to go.
Yeah, no kidding.